Our week two locker room chats are continuing here tonight on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tammer. We're joined by the Troy football coach. That is Derek Jasper. It's brought to you by Exchange Bank, CJ's Restaurant, Troy Booster Club, and Napa Auto Parts. Coach, a lengthy road trip to Republic County in week one, and it was certainly a grind and a tester, one that needed a little bit of extra time. It went into overtime, but ultimately Republic County getting the win 34-28. Just the initial thoughts and takeaways from the week one OT loss on the road.
I told the kids this is either going to be a wake-up call for us or, you know, the worst part of that is it might just be reality that we aren't as good as maybe we'd hope. But, you know, I hope it was a wake-up call for all of us, the coaches included. You know, we all played a big part in blowing this game, kind of losing this game. You know, some bad mistakes, four turnovers, and two of those led to defensive scores for Republic County. And, you know, so our defense wasn't terrible, barely gave up 200 yards of offense, but that was big plays in the game when we have an interception return for a touchdown, and when we fumble it, they return it for a touchdown, and those were actually on the first offensive play for us in each half. So pretty tough. We responded well most of the time after we made those mistakes, but a lot of credit to Republic County. They've come a long ways, you know, in a year or two. Had a great atmosphere, and they were very excited and more enthusiastic than us probably. And so, you know, a nice credit to them. But we were disappointed in the way we played, a little bit embarrassed. But, you know, like we talked last week, it was a game that really don't count for a league or district. So if that's the wake-up call we needed, then it'll be worthwhile. But if it's just something that's going to continue in the future and we don't learn from it, then it will be bad.
Yeah, we'll see how we turn around in week number two. It was obviously a long road trip and a game that needed a little bit extra time. What time did you guys roll in on Friday night afterwards?
Yeah, we got home about in between midnight and one. So a late night for us, and it wasn't a fun ride home. So hopefully everybody had some time to think about themselves, you know, coaches included. I had some bad play calls, you know, just trying to get used to some new people and what we can do. And, you know, our offensive line had a couple bright spots, but with the exception of one long run, really, we only gained like 3 yards of carry. So some work to do there. Colt Jensen was a superstar for us, you know, four touchdowns and kind of in three different ways, a kick return, a run, and a couple of touchdown pass receptions. So, man, that was a bright spot for us. Our junior, our really speedy guy that's capable of making some big plays. So a good confidence boost for him maybe. And, you know, we've got some trust in putting the ball in his hands, of course. We kind of knew that was coming, but, man, that was a great start for his junior year.
How was the response, you know, from the kids early on this week getting back to the prep for week two?
I think pretty good. We played probably the only JV game we're going to play Monday night. So Monday was kind of messy, but we did some film. And, you know, film, you can learn from the film and learn from your mistakes. And so hopefully they did that. And then yesterday I thought we had one of our better practices of the year. And we were pretty physical in practice yesterday. And that's something we probably need to do, step up our physicality. There's always just a fine line. We don't want anybody to get hurt in practice because of our depth. But we need to be physical in practice some, because I thought maybe we got a little bit out-physical last Friday night at Republic County. So, again, the same old page of the book, you know. We've got to be able to run the ball, and we've got to be able to stop the run, and maybe a little bit of improvement there, but still, you know, the downfall of us last Friday.
Troy football coach Derek Jasper joining us. A few more minutes. They get their first league tilts week two Friday night. They're at home against McLouth. We'll talk about that after a timeout here on KNZA. We got a few more minutes here with Troy football coach Derek Jasper. Locker room chat on KNZA presented by Exchange Bank, CJ's Restaurant. Also want to thank Troy Booster Club and Napa Auto Parts. Coach, you turn the page after the OT loss at Republic County. You get inside league play for the first time here in 2025, your first home game as well. I'm sure the players, fans, community involved excited to get one at home here on Friday night. You get a McLouth team that lost to Atchison County in week one, 40-20. Just give us kind of your initial thoughts on this Bulldogs team in 2025.
Yeah, a lot different than last year. Not as experienced. They had a great senior class last year, and we're putting in that system with Coach Mills down there, you know, second or third year. I'm not sure exactly how long he's been there, and they're doing some different things this year. Got some younger kids. They got throwing the ball a little bit more. I mean, last year they kind of lined up in single wing and just kind of ran over us. That was an embarrassing game for us last year, you know, the final score. We had some people get hurt in that game, and we didn't respond well, but you know, they're throwing the ball around a little bit, kind of being a little bit more balanced, but still going to line up and be physical with us. Well-coached football team, you know, be solid on the defensive end, and a tough test for us, a home opener, you know. Hopefully people come still watch us, you know, and haven't seen us play yet. A lot of people didn't make the trip last week, and we're probably surprised that we lost, and maybe they'll come get us a big crowd there and kind of see what we're about this year, and hopefully we can respond. But it'll be a tough league game, a team that beat us last year.
Where do you see maybe a spot or two, you know, whether it's offense or defense, at least from the preparation that you're seeing from the Bulldogs? Obviously, you guys want to pass it a little bit. They gave up, you know, over 200 yards passing to Atchison County's quarterback a week ago. So maybe you see an opportunity that you guys are going to be able to chuck it a little bit this week?
Yeah, I hope so. I hope we can have some balance. We were, you know, decent last week, threw for 204 and ran for 130. So that's not bad. If we get over 100 yards rushing, that's pretty good for us. But like I say, some of that came on a big chunk play. I want to be more consistent in the run game and be able to get 5 yards, 6 yards carry. And, you know, our passing game, 19 out of 31, we don't want to throw that many incompletions. So a little bit more efficiency in the passing game and some more completions. We just need to have that balance. And, you know, the main thing is offensively, we can't turn it over. You know, you have 4 turnovers. It's hard to win a game. Defensively, going to have to be alert for some pass play, but going to have to stop some quarterback run game and some power run game also. So kind of a mirror image that they're actually running some spread formations this year. So a little different look for them. But I think even though both of our linebackers, Tucker Jarrett had 10 tackles and Briar Ferris had 12, I still think they can play better. I still think they can get downhill and help us in the run game more. D-line was a bright spot a little bit for us last week. Mark McKittrick, Ty Horner, and Mason Kessler, they need to continue. And then, you know, our outside linebackers need to get involved in the game a little bit more than they did last week. Caden Rosenberger and Hunter Ingman need to help us out in both the run and pass defense. So a lot of things to work on. Somebody once said your biggest improvements from week 1 to week 2, and I hope we see that.
There it is. Derek Jasper, Troy football coach, joining us. Appreciate all of our sponsors making the conversation with the coach possible each and every week. Troy off the overtime loss at Republic County in week 1. They are at home for the first time in 2025 Friday night. Northeast Kansas League play against McLouth. Coach, as always, we appreciate the few minutes. We'll talk to you next week ahead of week 3.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate you.